Ted Budd, T-E-D, Budd, B-U-D-D. So I was born in Winston-Salem, and by the time I was 3 or 4 years old, our family had moved out to Davie County, west of Winston-Salem, to live on a family farm. My dad had started a business in the 1960s, janitorial, and then added landscaping. So if I wasn't working on the family farm, I was working in the janitorial and landscaping businesses over in Winston-Salem. Then later on would own my own business and still do today. I decided to run for U.S. Congress in 2016 because I was concerned about the direction of our country. And those are the same reasons. The issue sets are a little different, but the same reasons today is that I'm concerned about the direction of our country. And that's why I signed up to run for the U.S. Senate. The issues that I see all around the state, we've been to all 100 counties, are these. They're inflation and crime and education. Now, under inflation, some people want to talk about energy prices and what that's doing, whether it's heating prices, heating oil prices in the Northeast, or whether it's gas prices at the pump and how that affects the diesel prices and how that affects our groceries. So all that's kind of one issue set. The other is crime. Some people want to talk about it through the lenses of the border and that we need to get a handle on that so we can stop the cartels from the human trafficking and the drug trafficking that's destroying us. Or some people want to talk about local violent crime that's been increasing in the last 2 years. So those are the second issue. That's the second issue is crime. And the third issue is education. We're really seeing that parents for a while now, especially since COVID, and they were able to look over their children's shoulders. They were home on a screen. And they said, you're teaching my kid what? And they realize now that our kids have gone backwards in reading and math. We need to refocus our education on the things that make them prepared for the next generation and to lead. And we need to get back to having where parents have a say in their kids' education. People just want to feel that those in the Washington, D.C. area, and for if it's local officials and they are going to Raleigh, they want to know that people have their best interest in mind. And everything that I want to do is to make their life better. And they want to know that they can trust you and that you listen to them, that you understand what they're facing each and every day, and that you're going to do what's best for them. When North Carolinians see my name on the ballot, first of all, I want them to see a big green check mark next to it. The other thing I want them to see is that I want them to know that I work and do everything I can to make life better for them. When the other choices, particularly my Democrat opponent, has done everything and will do things that make their life worse. Whether it comes to inflation, if it comes to crime, if it comes to education, I have their best interest in mind.